This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Afternoon on this Good Friday day. We are standing in front of City Hall for the purposes of asking that the State Senate would join the State Assembly via Speaker Hastie and myself, as well as the governor of our great state, Kathy Hochul, and approving an opportunity for the city of Buffalo to deal with its financial issues that it's in right now. Realizing that there's two pieces of legislation that I have already introduced, and they could be passed independent of the budget. But the reason why we're trying to get them passed in our late budget is because it will allow the city an opportunity to prepare their budget based on some projections of resources they could have added. I'm sure you all have heard that they are looking to create an authority for parking, the multiple parking lots that are owned by the city. And I'm sure you probably have heard that we're looking for access to an occupancy tax on hotels that would benefit the city. In my work and in my, quite frankly, my entertainment, I do a lot of travel and I stay in a lot of hotels. I want to say the last hotel I stayed in had at least 5 different taxes added to it. So this happens on a regular basis and it's not something that will be detrimental to businesses in this community. What will be detrimental to businesses in this community is if the city cannot close the gap that it has and they have to further increase property taxes or begin to eliminate services. I represent the 141st Assembly District. The people who are least able to afford any additional increases in their tax, property tax, or the people who can ill afford to lose any service at all. And so, if for my beloved Buffalo, this is something that I think should happen that will give the state and the city an opportunity to repair its finances. I'm not sure how long it will take them to be back at the levels of surplus or the levels of an even budget, but I do know if they have the capacity to sell the parking lots and create an authority, a parking authority, which the state has allowed at least 10 other municipalities to do, they will be able to close that gap a lot quicker. And the same thing with the occupancy tax. They will be able to close it a lot quicker. So I'm really grateful to be standing with city council members, all of whom unanimously agreed to ask the state for support in both the parking authority and the occupancy tax. And so it is my pleasure to be standing again with the President Pro Tem, Brian Bowman.
Thank you. Thank you, Majority Leader. And thank you all for joining us here on Good Friday. I stand with my colleagues in government to call upon the state representatives to pass and support the parking authority and the hotel bed tax. Looking at the budget, we know that there's a significant deficit to the tune of $50 million. And, you know, the parking authority gives us an opportunity to close that gap. There aren't any silver bullets here coming to save this budget. If we don't support the parking authority, we can see taxes raised to the tune of 20 to 30%. We're looking at cuts to our departments, cuts to services, and my residents in the Lovejoy District and the residents across the city of Buffalo will feel that. 20 to 30% tax increase will hurt families that are struggling to put food on the table as we have increasing costs that feel like they never come back down. They continue to increase. So I'm here to stand with my colleagues in government to support this parking authority, the bed tax, and we're calling upon our state delegates and representatives to pass it. Thank you very much. And now I'll introduce my colleague in government, our Majority Leader, Leah Halton-Pope.
Good afternoon. It's yet again a warm, balmy, sunny day in the city of Buffalo. I feel like that's what happens every time we come outside. But today is a little bit of a challenge on this Good Friday because the city is in a financial situation that's partially of its own making over time. But we have an opportunity. And so I want to thank the majority leader for her steadfast support of the city of Buffalo, her city, our city, and making sure that we always get what we need and bringing resources back to our city. But she can't do this by herself. Our city budget right now is a proposal of 8% increase of property taxes. That's a lot for some people in our district as it is. That's half a percentage more than it was last year. But if we don't have this parking authority included in the budget, that could be an increase to 30% on property tax. That's not acceptable to me. That could also be a cut of labor force in City Hall, people without jobs, people unable to pay their bills, people unable to provide for their families. That's not acceptable for me because it also means a cut in services. That means somebody's garbage may not be picked up. That means somebody's recycling may not be picked up. That means things will not run as they should. And so the state is in a unique position in that here in Buffalo, we have a governor who lives in the city of Buffalo. We have the deans of the delegation, a majority leader, and the senior member of the Senate who live in Buffalo, and the junior member of the Senate from Buffalo. They're all going to be impacted if we don't do anything about it. This is the time. And now, if you don't want to do the bed tax right now, I'm not going to fight you on it. I'd like to see it done. That's $3.4 million. But $26 million in a parking authority, that's going to equal $30 million of people who don't have jobs anymore if we don't think this one through. And so I'm asking humbly that our state representatives stand with the majority leader, humbly, and do the right thing for this city. Thank you. Yes. And without further delay, I'd like to introduce my colleague, my sister in government, the chair of the Education Committee, Councilwoman Zanetta Everhart.
Thank you so much. Thank you all for coming out. You know, this is a very, I don't need to reiterate what everyone said around the occupancy tax, although I do agree with my colleague. If we're not going to go for the occupancy tax right now, that's a drop in the bucket of what we're talking about right now. Right? But to not support this parking authority would be detrimental to this city. It would be detrimental to the residents that I represent. You know, if you're a person who pays attention to social media, just today we had a multi-award winning singer straight across the street earlier today, a couple hours ago, hanging out in Niagara Square, Eric Benet. Did anyone see that video? I, for one, don't believe that he would care to pay an extra $1.75 in his hotel room, nor the people who come here for football games or hockey games or to come to Shays or anything like that. And so again, if we're not talking about the occupancy tax right now, fine. That's a conversation for later down the road. But when we have people like Mr. Benet showing up in the city of Buffalo, I want to make sure that our streets are clean. Amen. The people, the tourists who come here, they want a nice city to visit. But guess what? If we don't get this funding, who wants to visit a nasty city? Amen. And let them cross East of Main Street to my neighborhood, where it's even worse. Right? How are we going to cut services to neighborhoods that are already underfunded? That's what's going to happen if we do not support this. And so I am imploring my colleagues, my friends, as I will call them, to support this in the Senate. We need this funding. We need you. The residents of the city of Buffalo need you. Our tourists, they need you to get this funding going, because I don't want to see a person lose their job, and I don't want to see less trash picked up on Jefferson, because it's already dirty. Let's be honest, right? That is what this is about. We have to fill this budget gap, one way or the other, and these are all of our constituents, not mine, not the majority leaders,
none of the other council members, all of ours. They are our responsibility, and it is our responsibility to make sure that we are fighting for Buffalo, no matter what. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. And to close us out, we are going to have one of our amazing community leaders who is a resident, a taxpayer, a homeowner, who this will directly affect, Ms. Sydney Brown.
Thank you, Councilmember Zanetta. I just want to speak on behalf of all the Buffalo residents to just say individual property owners and residents of a community should not be the ones burdened with having to close the city's budget. And I think the hotel, the occupancy tax, and the things that all of our electeds have been speaking about is of utmost importance of a city that has an older population, of a city who has a high unemployment rate. It's not the residents' responsibilities to fill this gap. And I urge the governor and our Senate to join our majority leader in this effort to fill the gap and advocate for the city of Buffalo. We're talking about tourism from a variety of levels, of bringing people back to the city of Buffalo. We've got a soccer field that's coming. We've got a new stadium that is coming. We have an African historic corridor that is here. We have a rich history here, and it's up to all of us to appeal and to make sure that we have the proper funding in place. And I think we should be like other cities. Other cities, when you travel, you see a number of taxes that are on your bill when you're fortunate to do that. Buffalo should be no different, and we should have an occupancy tax, and those should, and the Senate should help to support this. So I urge our governor and the Senate to join our majority leader and the city of Buffalo in seeing this through and help not put a bigger burden on the residents of the city of Buffalo. Thank you.
Are there questions on the topic that we're discussing here today? I certainly have all the experts from the city here to respond to you. I can only say that I am born and raised in Buffalo. I love this city. In all of its issues, I still love it. But at the end of the day, we really do need to help Buffalo while we have an opportunity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.